Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Making a song.
Hi guys. Hi. It's Jessica.
This is Jen. This is Fat Mascara.
We are very excited about this episode. We have a lot cooking for you. I'm getting a little weird at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know it's that time of year.
You know, but it's like so much to do, but like you just kind of want to kick back.
You know what? You need something that our guest brought, but we'll talk about that in a second. First up, let's talk about beauty.
Okay, so what's on deck today?
Okay, you know how fashion does one size fits all?
Mm-hmm.
Beauty's having a moment where they're trying to do this in some cases.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Then we've got a segment that will give you goosebumps. That'll all make sense when we talk about it. And lastly, remember Jess was talking about the cream eyeshadow that she loved? And she's like, it's in my top five of all time. Who knew the woman even had a top five, mm-hmm. not just eyeshadows, top five cream eyeshadows.
I love cream shadows.
But they've come a long way in the last couple of years. And Jess is going to give you some service on how to wear cream eyeshadow and some of her favorites.
Sure am.
And I'm going to get the knowledge as well.
Okay. And then our big guest is Derek Chase from the new CBD-based brand Flora and Bast. And he is here to school us on all things CBD, a topic that, frankly, I talk about a lot, but I really am very confused about. And I know I'm not the only one.
He does a great job at explaining the difference between all the products, marijuana versus hemp versus CBD. It's a great interview.
THC, BDWE, I don't know.
Yes.
BBDB.
Just, and be warned also, the beginning is just me and Derek. Jess was held up a little bit, but she comes in halfway through the interview and brings her sunshine and light. We also have a fun goodie for our guests.
Oh,
from
yes,
Derek.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Nice holiday present.
There is a special present for all listeners at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's get into it. So the big news in beauty in 2018 was all about huge shade ranges in foundation, inclusivity in all shades.
45 or bust.
Or bust. However, there is a way that we're going completely opposite. Certain brands are trying to do one shade fits all. We're not talking about like concealer and foundation. That's obviously mm-hmm. impossible. But I just noticed, I think it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. You remember when Fenty Beauty launched, they only did one lip gloss?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was called, what was it? Fenty Glow. It was like a rose gold luminizer.
Sure, yeah.
And I was like, how long is this going to last? Because I don't know. Does one shade really fit all?
I think that it was just kind of a smart move to kind of get a little bit of attention, a little bit of buzz. I also think that it definitely takes a bit of the heat off a brand.
To come up with a bunch of colors.
Yeah, and I think, right, just also, like, it shows that they have a singular point of view on one thing.
True. Well, sure enough, they then launched Diamond Milk, which is the it's like a white shimmer. Mm. And then just last week or 2 weeks ago, they launched, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it looks like fussy, but both the S's are dollar signs. So part of me wants to be like, fushy. Fussy. It's fussy.
Okay, fussy.
Which is a pinkier version. And I've tried them all, and here's my thinking on this. Isn't any lip color one color fits all? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, you can technically wear any color.
Oh, yeah. Makeup, like, yeah, it's like makeup always fits. It's just like, it's just your preference. Do you think it looks nice on you or not?
Right. And so she's claiming these three lip glosses look great on everyone. And I'll tell you what, Diamond Milk does not look good on me.
Like, I'll be the judge of that, Riri.
It's like a cool frosty white. And so
gross.
Then... this
that
is
does
a
not
trend,
sound
though.
Pretty. I
have it in my bag. We'll bring it out and I'll show it to you. But the other thing is Maybelline. Do you like how I said that?
Maybelline,
motherfucker. Okay, so they're launching an entire line of colors where they tested them all with their color chemist and used an algorithm to make sure every shade worked on every skin tone. So if it's a fuchsia, it's one shade fits all fuchsia. If it's the red, I believe it's even called the universal red.
I don't know about that either.
Right?
I don't know what the algorithm is. I'd love to hear more about that, Maybelline. But, like, I honestly think it's, like, what... I'm sure they did research, you know, okay, this looks great on people with, you know, olive undertones, pink undertones, you know, blue undertones, all that stuff. But I'm sure there is some science behind it or some research behind it. But I really think it's also subjective that... it's maybe just encouraging, it's a little bit of like storytelling, encouraging people, hey, this is going to look great on you.
Right.
You know?
Well, so here's the other thing. They only did 7 shades, Maybelline. It's called Maybelline Made for All Lipsticks. They're like $8 each. So with 7 shades, it might be possible that you get a color that can look good on everybody. Think about this. When NARS Orgasm Blush came out however many years ago, I remember makeup artists explaining to me the reason, of course the name makes it popular,
yeah.
But the reason it worked was it was a warm blush with a cool shimmer undertone, so mm-hmm. you had both. And so what Maybelline is claiming is that it has both warm and cool in all of the colors.
Okay, I'll buy that. I haven't tried them, but I'll buy that. But I also do think that there's something about a tight edit. Like if a fashion editor says to me, okay, you need this pair of jeans, you need this white shirt and this boot, and these go with everything. Sure, great. You know, I'm down with it. But if I'm faced with a store of like 8 different boots of the season and 8 different blazers, like it's dizzying. So
I feel like Malcolm Gladwell even wrote a book about
the paradox of choice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think there is something. I don't doubt that these colors are flattering. I'm sure they didn't throw like some wacky metallic, you know, orchid in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something about it. But I also think people are so, and we're going to talk about this at a later date, but people are so overwhelmed by how much there is out there that it's like, you need this, this, and this. Bam, you're done.
Right. And so this simplifies it for you. You know what? We have 3 lip glosses. Pick one. If it was me, I was going to go with the Fenty Glow one personally.
And that's the pinky one or
it's the rose gold, rose the very gold. First one.
Okay.
It was both warm and cool, to be perfectly honest. It's like a warm rose gold with like the bluish holographic. I'm making it sound, but it looks great on
everyone.
You know
who also did just one? Alex Steiner. When she came in, she did a whole skincare line and she just did one lip gloss.
Is it colored?
It's like a rose, like a mauve.
It's a good move, and especially if it's a lip gloss because it's sheer, so your lips come through. Whereas Maybelline's taking a little bit of a risk, but then again, it's a red, it's a fuchsia, and I saw the universal red, and honestly, it looks good on everyone. I saw it on all different skin tones.
I'm sure,
it's a good color. So, I don't know if this is going to take off, but I like the way you think about it, which is it's a tight edit rather than like one size fits all, which like that just is a loaded way to market something in this day and age.
Yeah, like the idea, like which red for you. Like, I mean, a lot of people are like, I ain't got time for that. You know, so just give me a red that looks good on me. Okay, Maybelline did it. Great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So check those out.
Very cool.
Are you ready to get goosebumps?
Sure.
I'm like going to overpromise and underdeliver. There's nothing scary about this segment, but there is some really cool science. You know what I checked out this past weekend? the American Society for Cell Biology and the European Molecular Biology Organization. Didn't you?
Oh my God. Someone get this woman an Us Weekly. No. Stat.
There was this research presented that I thought was really, really cool. And what these scientists found that presented was that when you get goosebumps, that can stimulate hair growth.
I don't doubt it, because when I was younger and I used to jump into like a pool when I was in the pool more often, or like the beach, I remember being like so pissed because my leg hair would always grow back right away.
Well, we've also learned, right? Warm weather, hair grows more. So you have two variables going on.
No, because it was the chill of the pool.
I know. Doesn't it feel like your hair is like...
It grew back.
You're like, I just shaved. Yep. I went in the cold pool and now I have hair again.
Yep. Like in the pool, boom, out of the pool, time to shave.
Honestly, you might be onto something.
No, so I knew it. You've just provided me with the evidence.
I didn't. Ya Chen Chu from Harvard University did.
Oh, yeah.
So what they found is that... it stimulates the stem cells in the skin when that little like constrictor muscle around each follicle squeezes, it can like send a message for the hair to grow. And conversely, they found that men with male pattern baldness don't have the ability and that muscle to and the nerve ending to make a goosebump on their bald head. Picture you know if someone shaves, you know, and you can still see the goosebumps. Like picture your thighs when you get cold in the winter, like right now. It's like every hair that you didn't know you had like is like
so
showing.
Gross.
But have you ever seen like a bald guy's head with like goosebumps? No.
No. I got to ask my dad to stand outside.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
So I just found that fascinating. And of course I extrapolated in the way that scientists hate. And I was like, okay, so what can we do for our listeners? If they're losing their hair, their hair is thinning, which is a topic that we absolutely have to get into. Actually, we should have an expert on in 2019.
Yes, because, guys, we promise.
Oh, so many women have problems with that. But I'm like, maybe they should just get cold all the time and see what happens. Like, maybe that'll make the hairs just squeeze out of the follicles.
Are you the Marie Curie of the beauty industry?
I think I just solved everybody's problem, basically. You're welcome, world. Not the lady from Harvard. Is it Amanda lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Chen.
I don't know if
it's me. It's me. I'm going to take this research.
That is interesting. I think it's just kind of a like, do you know? I don't really know if we can extract anything practical from this at this moment, but I think it's just kind of a...
Oh, I'm going to take one little extrapolation before we end.
Okay.
I do know that I've read about and also written about the cooling scalp things that you put on your... It's like a little bonnet that keeps your scalp cool. Mm-hmm. When you have chemotherapy or radiation therapy, they found that when you wear these while you're doing it, you're less likely to get the hair loss associated with it.
Wow, okay. I've
think
never heard that.
That is also because of a circulation thing, and it helps modulate, you know, the way that it's affecting your hair. But maybe this is also the reason, because you're doing the cooling. So the hair is like pumping out the squeezy follicles. That's probably not why at all.
I think...
God, we need your husband here right now.
He's not a medical doctor.
He has a PhD in chemistry. Yeah. He's doing better than I am.
He's very conservative in a lot of his assumptions.
Yeah, you guys, that's actually not true. We didn't fact check that part of it. But it just made me think about it. Also, if you know someone going through a cancer therapy, look into that, because it is a way to preserve your hair as you go through those therapies. But
this is a topic we need to dig into in 2019.
I mean, I think the scientists probably will before us, but I just wanted to share that fun news that goosebumps can make your hair grow.
That is cool. Party trivia. Bring that out at all your holiday parties.
You're welcome.
Most popular guest.
People run screaming from me at cocktail parties.
Sorry if you lose friends. So when... Jen was throwing her Hanukkah bash. I felt the need to step it up as a sign of respect.
I forgot to show you the slippery spot on my floor from the lube.
Oh.
Oh my God, I just remembered.
Well, I was kind of like patting the floor with my socks.
Did you think about it? Actually,
no, I don't think I took my shoes off.
I don't make people take shoes off.
No. I didn't forget. No, how could I?
Okay, next time you're over, I'll show you.
How could I after that charming anecdote?
You're right. I took us off topic. Yeah.
So I felt a need to really level up my beauty look as a sign of respect to the hostess. And I love doing a lip. And I think we talked about this, or I talked about this after with Lucia the other day. I love doing a strong lip, but sometimes I get a little nervous about it because I touch my face a lot. I knew that there was going to be a lot of people and I'd be touching my face and the drink and the conversation, the food. So I didn't want to have like little like, you know, lipstick marks or paw prints all over my face. So I went with the thing I know best. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a cream shadow. A cream shadow is easy. If you do it properly, it ensures clean, fluid, consistent coverage, and also brings the drama.
Okay, no patchy, bring the drama.
Yeah, bring the drama.
Especially for you large-lidded ladies.
Exactly. And also, you don't have to be like a master with the brush, and there's no like fallout. You know, a smoky eye with like a, you know, a palette. Sometimes it's like, you know, there's like a dust bowl around
you. That's a very good point, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very precise application. What you see is what you get. So I mentioned on...
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that the Gillian Dempsey was one of my favorite cream shadows, one of my top five.
One of your top five cream
shadows. And people DM'd me and they said, well, what are your other ones? So I wanted to save it. And the one that... Gillian Dempsey lid tint is one of my top five. This is in no particular order. These are just the five.
Okay.
The other one I wore to Jen's party, if you look at our Instagram, you can see this picture of the two of us like around like the first week of December.
Mm-hmm. My one eye is smaller in the picture.
Only you noticed that.
Go on.
I use the Christian Louboutin, the lid. They're like lid paints. I don't know the full
name. It's like a
tube
with a wand in it, right?
It's like an inkwell. It's not a tube. It's like it could stand on its own. It really is like a piece of artwork. It's expensive. I don't have a price check on it right now, but all you need to know is like $4 signs. If this was like a Zagat guide, this is like the $4 sign.
You did look expensive though, so.
Oh, thank you.
And why do you like that one?
Because you can literally paint it on, like it has like the
doe foot applicator.
It's a brush. It's a paint brush. So it's like, imagine it's a little tiny paintbrush and it's liquid and it's thick and it's creamy and you paint it on your lid as if you were painting a surface area and you let it dry. I kind of padded a little bit, but it's like, there's no, you know, sometimes when you paint something and like, if it's like the applicator's kind of shitty, you are taking off as you're putting on.
Absolutely.
You know what, you guys, I know you know what I mean. It's like, no, I didn't explain that clearly, but if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It just imparts the perfect amount of pigment, and there's lots of shimmer, but it doesn't look cheap. Okay. It looks expensive.
I'm putting that one lower on the top five just because of the price. Go on.
Okay. Next one, RMS. This is for, I'm going to call this, this sounds so feminine care, but for those light days, okay? This... You've really got a
light flow.
Yeah, this is for your like your work and your weekend. This is like, you're not trying to wow anyone. You're not trying to like win any like, you know, Pat McGrath awards for makeup artistry.
Don't wear it to my Hanukkah party.
No, I would never wear this to your Hanukkah party unless I was doing a strong lip. This is the perfect thing to balance out
like
a strong lip.
It's called Beauty Cream Eye Polish.
This is the RMS.
Yes.
You have to caveat, you need to warm this baby up in your hand.
Because it's like a coconut oil base.
Yeah. So you may feel like, I'm not getting any color payoff. Keep going. And then just pat it onto your lid. I'm kind of like, I'm actually rolling my finger onto my lid like in a demonstration right now. Just roll it, roll it, roll it. Like Limp Bizkit. Roll it, roll it, roll it. And
it's like a wash of shimmer, no?
It's a wash. It's very translucent. You're not going to get a lot of drama. Okay.
$28.
Number three. Yeah. None of these are cheap. Sorry. I think with cream, I know Jen is going to finish off with one of her favorite finds if you're really getting frustrated with the price. But I find that when it comes to cream, I haven't found a cheapie I loved.
Okay.
Dior. The Dior cream shadow is really good. It kind of has like a moussey cream to powder finish. But
I know that one. Yeah. Some of the metallic ones have like a foiliness to them. And they're like bouncy and
Dior Fusion Mono eyeshadow.
Those are $33.
But they're great, but I learned the hard way. Close them as tight.
They
Fort
dry
Knox.
Out. They pull away from the jar first. Yeah. That's the first sign you haven't been closing tight enough. You still have time. Squeeze it tighter. You can save that $33 eyeshadow.
Totally.
Yeah.
And pat it, like Daniel, like he was one of our first podcast guests, like in the first,
Daniel
like,
Martin,
yeah,
yes.
Daniel Martin, like episode, like it had to be like before like 20.
It's episode 5.
Oh my gosh, so early. He taught me to pat it just on the center of the lid. You don't need to do
pop the lid.
You could pop
it. Great advice you gave that one time.
Pop it right above the iris,
and it just sort of brings out the center of your eye, and it's really nice.
You don't need to go like ham with these eyeshadows. You can just use it as an accent.
What does go ham mean?
Like crazy.
Like hog wild?
Like, hot ass mass. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Then Okay, so that's so we know Jillian Lidton, we know Christian Louboutin, we know RMS, we know Dior. I know, guys, you're gonna think I'm a big fat bore, but I just gotta be real.
Is it Charlotte Tilbury?
It's a Charlotte Tilbury. It's the most, sounds so gross to say this. It's like next to the Louboutin, it's the most like wet formula. It's a very creamy, wet formula. It's the Charlotte Tilbury Eyes to Mesmerize.
Is that because you don't want like the drag as you're applying it? Is that why you like the wet?
And it looks so. It doesn't just look, it's not just about the application, it's about the finish. It looks like
it's still gleaming, like it's still wet.
Yes, gleaming, wet. That's what you want from the cream shadow very often. Like, you don't just do the cream shadow because of the ease for yourself applying it. You want that finish that looks dewy, fresh, like editorial, doesn't sit into the lines and creases, like, you know, that wetness.
Yeah, because it has a reflective quality, so yeah, you don't see all those little lines.
Dreamy, I would say it's almost dreamy.
Oh, dreamy.
And the Eyes to Mesmerize, you need such a little bit. Sometimes I use a brush if I want to pat more on. Sometimes mm-hmm. I sheer it out. And sometimes I just pat it on with my finger. The Eyes to Mesmerize, the whole point of it is you don't really need a brush. And sometimes I blend a couple of them together, but it's so expensive, I would say just buy one, see if you like it. But honestly, I've had these for years, like at least like 2 years, and I'm not even close to hitting the bottom.
Because you only need a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny that you like a wet finish, because I was going to round this out with one of my favorites, and I think it's a much drier cream shadow. And the reason I like it is I think if you get a good cream shadow, it stays way longer than powder. I know people worry about the creasing, but if you get a good one, it's not going to crease. And like, powder eyeshadow, I don't know where it goes. It falls off or whatever.
It fades. I think like it just fades with the wind or something.
With the wind,
it blows. And when you blink, I think it just like,
You're rubbing a little powder puff every time you blink. Mm-hmm. It's an oldie but a goodie, Revlon ColorStay Cream Eyeshadow. They're in the pots, and they have this little like brush that sits in the lid, and the metallics are the best there. I don't even know if there's matte, but that's the thing about cream eyeshadows. I feel like metallic is the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get the vibes with a non-shimmery mm-hmm. shade. So Revlon's is $8.99.
Oh, that's very fair.
That shit stays. It does not crease. And you like, but the other thing is, be careful where you put it near the orbit, you know, because if you get up too high, it's going there. Like, it's going to be there. And then you never want to clean it off too cleanly, because then it looks like you have like a socket.
Yeah.
And you want that sort of diffused out toward the brow bone kind of thing. And so you got to work quick too, because this dry down is fast on the Revlon.
That is, yeah, the ColorStay franchise. I would say it's such an awesome franchise, but you have to work quickly. But the benefits are awesome, because it doesn't move.
Have we inspired you, people out there? Are you about to go to like a Christmas office party and need a look, and now you know what to do? That's right.
I like that.
That's what we're here for. You're welcome.
Hi, we're Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamonds perfect for birthdays or just because days. If you've never heard of lab-grown diamonds, the thing to know is they have the same chemical makeup and are just as sparkly as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab. And while diamonds from the earth are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, making them more affordable at $200 for a quarter carat, plus the cost of the setting. The best thing about them is they come in different colors, like pink and blue. Natural diamonds in those colors are so rare, you've probably never seen one before. But now, with a little help from our scientists, you can own a lab-grown one, or several. Choose from necklaces and earrings for yourself, or as a gift to your bestie, your mom, or your bestie who's a mom. Because you, and all the women in your life, deserve to sparkle. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds. Impeccably made, delightfully priced. Check us out at lightboxjewelry.com/mascara.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Thank you.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. I love beauty, so I am willing to experiment when it comes to, say, makeup or new lip color. But with hair care, if I find something that actually works, I do not need to mess around and keep trying other things. For me, lately that's been Vegamore, a line designed to make your hair and scalp visibly healthier. Jess and I started using Vegamore about 10 months ago now. I've been using the Grow Serum, and I think I've mentioned this on the podcast, but my hair is growing faster than ever. It's not just growing longer, it's thicker too. Like, people have been noticing and telling me how great it looks. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of love when people notice my hair. I use the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum and their Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner, but I have to mention that you should not sleep on their dry shampoo. It's great for in-between wash days, but it doesn't build up like some other dry shampoos, and it smells really good too. If you get one of Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit or the Everyday Kit, which actually has the dry shampoo I was talking about, you can try more than one amazing product at a great savings. And when you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save even more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. If you want gorgeous, healthy hair, the key is consistency, and Vegamore makes it easy. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Fat Mascara listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code FATMASCARA at checkout. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/fatmascara, code FATMASCARA to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, code FATMASCARA. Guys, we have a very special interview, but first, a little housekeeping. You'll notice it's just me, Jen, for the first part of the interview. I'm here with Derek Chase. Please hold, Derek. We'll get to you in a second. Jess is stuck at Harper's Bazaar doing some amazing work, and she might jump in halfway through the interview, so don't be weirded out. Now, Derek, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Derek Chase is the founder of a brand spanking new line called Flora and Bast.
Correct.
I said it right?
You got it. Perfect.
Okay, so this has hemp-derived ingredients. You make both supplements and topical products.
Correct.
You're an awesome guy, but I'll be perfectly honest. Jess and I were like, Derek will tell us all about CBD, hemp, marijuana, all the confusion that's going on in the beauty world.
Yeah.
Were we right? Can you do that?
That's what I'm here for. That's what they called me in.
Okay, so before we talk about your line, let's just talk about this ingredient that confuses the hell out of people.
Sure.
So I'm not saying this is in your products, but just in general, what is CBD?
So CBD is short for cannabidiol. It's one of the 113 cannabinoids that exist in nature, most potent in cannabis, which is why it's called a cannabinoid. And some have psychotropic effects, some do not. CBD does not. It is psychoactive, so it will have an effect, but it won't have an inebriating effect. So that's
in the
major
way that, like, THC would.
Correct.
Does
correct.
THC get categorized as one of those 113?
Yes. THC okay. is a cannabinoid. It's probably the most researched and used recreationally. Mm-hmm. But CBD is coming on very strong because of the applications across products and across segments like beauty, which THC really hasn't made any inroads, mm-hmm. and healthcare.
So when we say CBD and we're talking about supplements and topical, what are some of the benefits you could get from applying CBD to your skin?
Sure. So the number one place we usually start is the anti-inflammatory effect, because most of us, given our modern lifestyle, whether it's, you know, a lack of rest, whether it's exposure to pollution or too much sun, most of us are chronically inflamed. Now, chronic inflammation refers to a low level of inflammation, but over a long course of time, which prevents the body from properly healing. So what CBD does is when you apply it topically, you know, and this is a very broad description, mm-hmm. But it interacts with receptors on your skin to help balance its state. So we like to call it equilibrium. It puts your state into a state of your skin into a state of equilibrium or homeostasis.
Okay, and that's when you apply it topically.
Exactly.
But a lot of people are also talking about CBD oil as an oral supplement.
Correct.
What are some of the benefits it has when you ingest it?
Sure. So the most in the news is actually in the healthcare segment around epilepsy. That's actually where my journey with CBD started, having been involved with a nonprofit dedicated to the treatment of epilepsy. And so CBD is now approved as a pharmaceutical for two difficult-to-control forms of epilepsy. A pharmaceutical company out of England has a drug called Epidiolex, which mm-hmm. the FDA just approved for the use in the U.S.
But this is the big question then. People will say, it comes from marijuana. It's mm-hmm. a drug. You shouldn't sell it.
Sure.
And they're very confused as to how it is not actually a drug. So what do you tell people?
So the difference between, say, an artisanal extract in a pharmaceutical, or in this case, Epidiolex, is that Epidiolex is an adulterated form of CBD. So they've refined it down to pure molecular CBD only.
Okay.
It's 99.9% CBD molecule, so it's actually a crystalline powder.
Okay.
Versus an extract, which contains hundreds and hundreds of molecules that make it up. And so CBD is a constituent component of what some consider marijuana, but what is legally defined as hemp. It contains, generally, a hemp plant contains about 10% CBD by weight, dry weight.
Okay. So when people say, like, you see some celebrities like, oh, I took a couple CBD drops before this, so I feel chill, they aren't taking an epileptic drug level of CBD.
They actually may be, which is the scary part of the industry and the lack of regulation currently.
Okay.
They could be actually, it's actually pretty easy to procure a CBD isolate.
That doesn't have a psychotropic
Correct.
Effect, but that has some of these, like, other health effects that you talked
Correct.
About.
Correct, correct.
Okay, so that's one
so you
reason
can actually,
people
yeah.
are confused.
So you can actually, and some there are some brands out there both that serve, you know, a medical population as well as those that are servicing the cosmetic market that are utilizing these isolates.
Got it. So you also touched upon something when you just answered. You said hemp versus marijuana.
Sure.
What's the difference?
So it's a great question. So legally speaking, hemp is any cannabis plant that has less than or equal to 0.3% THC, which is that cannabinoid we talked about, which is the one that gets you high.
Right.
So as long as a plant, when cultivated, does not have more than 0.3% THC, it's considered hemp.
But it's still the same species of marijuana, just not one with, like, the crazy bud with crystals and whatever and
Correct.
THC. Okay,
Correct.
Got it.
We like to talk about them as strains. But
okay.
That's not entirely correct. The correct terminology is cultivar.
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 Okay.
Correct. And so, but again, it's a legal distinction. It's not something that you can say, oh, this plant is going to have this much CBD just because it's, you know, a different genetics. It does count down to genetics with, you know, farmers increasing CBD and decreasing THC over time.
Yeah.
Through genetic modification.
But is there any way to know, say you're buying an oral supplement, like a gummy you saw at some cool shop, or even a topical skincare, do you know where they got their CBD? Is there a way to know?
Kind of. So there is a way to track and trace.
If they got it from a hemp plant or a marijuana plant?
Yes, but it's also, there aren't enough regulations to mandate that currently in the hemp world. So most of the time, if you really want to make sure what you're consuming is what, you know, the product says it is, you generally have to get it tested yourself.
You can do that?
You can. Like $75?
How
well does Fat Mascara pay? You know, what's the
deal? I have $75.
You do.
I don't know if I want to spend it on that.
You'd rather buy the gummies instead, not the gummies and the test, right?
Yeah. So, but imagine when you're thinking about starting a brand that would include these ingredients, you do all that testing, right?
Yes, we do. We have to.
We need to get into that in a second. But just to make sure I'm clear on the legality of this, is there also any reason that I've seen beauty brands that made topical products with CBD, and then they were like, just kidding, we can't sell it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if it's not marijuana?
So,
and it doesn't get you high.
Yeah. So the regulations on hemp are what we call gray.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the 2014 Farm Bill, depending on how you read it, determines whether it's quote unquote legal or not. And then you have to look at the FDA's stance and say, well, does the FDA classify this as a drug, or do they classify this as a dietary supplement? You know, what's the deal? And so there's still grayness in the market that we don't really try to get into, because for every answer that you give, there's a counter answer, say, from the DEA, who classifies all marijuana extracts as anything containing a cannabinoid.
And so, every state seems to have its own regulations as well,
and
right?
And some have none. Some municipalities actually have their own rules. So there's been a lot going on in terms of people being a little bit nervous to come out with cannabinoid-rich complexes, even if it's, you know, strictly CBD.
Right.
Because the market is great. That being said, the amount of sales that are happening through legitimate channels versus the amount of people that are either getting shut down or product pulled from the shelves, very small. There's that, very little of that is actually happening.
So if you have the balls to come out with a product that's CBD rich,
yeah,
you probably won't get prosecuted in any way, and it'd be really hard to prosecute.
Exactly. And where most people are getting in trouble is the claims. So if people are claiming that it has a medical benefit, i.e. anti-inflammatory, they're getting in trouble. Mostly
right.
On the stuff, because there's people saying like, oh, this will cure your cancer, right?
Well, that's with any beauty or oral ingredient. You can't make a drug kind of claim and
correct.
Then not be a drug, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay, so mostly the people getting in trouble are the ones that are like overdoing their marketing promises in a
yes.
way.
Yes, and writing it down. Because
yeah.
it's very hard to actually explain the mechanism of action for CBD and cannabis without talking about the anti-inflammatory effect. Right.
But the minute you mention that, you're like, I'm affecting change in the skin and therefore need to be regulated.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
So this is the other confusing thing about the marketing before we get into your brand and why it's not confusing. when people make I'll talk about topical beauty products because we're a beauty podcast. There's always like this is the chillest mask ever. Or like, get high with your serum. Like, there's all this like groovy, like a drug adjacent marketing language around it that then just like perpetuates the myth that there's a psychotropic effect.
Yep.
But is that all just like fluff?
I think it's the way that those currently involved with cannabis see cannabis. And they want to make a foray into the category in a lighthearted way, in a way that says, hey, I have cannabis in my product, and we're cool, and, you know, this is a great try this
There's
product.
Like a mascara, a Kush mascara.
Yeah.
Even if you're going to say it's anti-inflammatory, which they don't, it's milk makeup, like, well, then what the hell can it do for your eyelashes? But also,
condition?
Right. Maybe it does. I'm sure it has some sort of, it's a hemp oil, maybe it had like a conditioning property, but it is more just like a story, right? Is what I hear you saying?
Yeah, I mean, the only connection to conditioning in my mind is the fact that cannabinoids, like CBD, are lipids. So that's an oil. So it could have a conditioning effect. But that's not, that's the physical attribute of cannabinoids. That's not the metabolic activity that it causes.
That's not the potential anti-inflammatory or the potential to be an epilepsy drug or whatever.
Correct. Anything that you wash off, anything that goes as a very small amount of ingredient in a larger base, you're not going to really get much of a therapeutic benefit from it. So, you know, what we've done in our products are we talk about percentages and we talk about total milligrams.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's wait before we get into your products. Sure. Derek Chase, how the hell do you know so much?
So as a lifelong cannabis consumer.
Okay. And you were using it as far as like psychotropically, just like smoking weed or whatever.
Yeah. So I've been a cannabis user since, you know, high school.
Okay.
It's always been...
We just got this guy who smokes weed. He's here to talk.
This guy showed up. We found him downstairs. He was smoking a joint. So he said, hey,
no,
you got nice skin. You smoke on a joint. We're thinking about doing this podcast.
Yeah. Perfect. You're a great expert. Here we go. No, you mentioned epilepsy. Like, how did you get into this world?
So I was a user.
Okay.
And then... I was doing some nonprofit work for a, as we talked about, a foundation that's dedicated to the treatment of epilepsy, but not through conventional means, because epilepsy nowadays is treated using anticonvulsant drugs, which are, you know, not the best as it pertains to the health and happiness of the person with epilepsy. It'll stop your seizures, but, you know, you're left with a, you know, kind of left in shambles in terms of your mental state.
Jess came just in time for the beauty portion. Well, that was perfect timing. Jess walked in like right when we were ready to talk beauty and find out how Derek got into this world and started his line. Hi, Jess.
I was getting everyone drugs. I got this stuff. Yeah. Got this stuff.
You're just making this myth perpetuated.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm feeling shy and weird.
No, it's fine.
Because I came in late. Guys, I'm so sorry. I look so bad right
now.
No,
you don't.
I look so bad.
You
this is not cool.
You don't at all.
This is not cool. I want to just publicly apologize right now.
We have established that CBD does not get you high.
Or make you like come in late, like Kramer style. Oh my God.
But Derek had mentioned that his interest stemmed from CBD being used as an epilepsy drug.
Correct.
And that's important.
Yeah, and you worked in that world. So how did you even start this line or get involved with the ingredient in the first place?
Sure. So I at the time I started to tinker with hemp-based products, I was working for a nonprofit called the Charlie Foundation, who is dedicated to the ketogenic diet for the treatment of epilepsy, which may
keto
sound
keto and epilepsy. Keto diets can help epilepsy.
So that's actually where they started.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, do you want me to get into a little bit about the keto, or is that for a different episode?
Just give us like a couple sentences, because I think that's really interesting.
So, okay, the ketogenic.
And I'm sure some people are like, "What?"
Yeah. So the ketogenic diet was developed back in 1921. As a fasting mimicking diet. So everyone has known since Hippocrates' days that fasting can help reduce seizures. So doctors over at the Mayo Clinic said, hey, how can we create a fasting mimicking diet? Because you can't fast forever. Mm-hmm. And so they came up with a ketogenic diet, which is a high fat, moderate protein, ultra low carb diet, which changes the metabolism from being a sugar powered system to a fat-powered system.
And it tricks your body into thinking it's starving.
Correct.
But you're not starving.
Correct.
It's like big in the fitness scene.
Correct.
In the fashion world, weirdly.
Yeah.
But it's now also being used for the treatment of Alzheimer's, cancer, anything with an underlying metabolic component. The ketogenic diet stands to have at least some therapeutic benefit.
Wow.
Which is very similar to a cannabis-based product, a high CBD cannabis product, which has very similar, you know, there aren't as many tests done on the treatment of, large clinical trials done on the treatment of epilepsy with CBD products. But the results are similar, where it's about 50% or greater of the population will receive at least 50% of reduction in seizures.
So you started studying this because of that nonprofit?
Correct. So I started looking at it. It seemed very interesting as another alternative natural metabolic therapy for the treatment of a chronic illness. And so started researching it, found out one of my buddies had actually started growing it in Vermont, went out and visited his farm.
Wait, now was he growing hemp?
He was actually growing
marijuana.
Hemp. He probably wouldn't want me to say this, but he's doing a little of both. He has his own garden variety
different
of cannabis.
Different THCs in his different plants.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Go on.
And so the plants he was growing were organic, sun-grown, and highly potent in CBD and very low in THC. Mm-hmm. And so I started talking to him about what his plans were. You know, from the cultivator's perspective, you know, they're just growing. They don't really know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And so we started talking like, hey, you know, I come from the beauty world. I think this could be a great...
Oh, we didn't touch on that.
Oh.
You come from the beauty world?
I was there for a bit.
You mentioned you worked in marketing for a nonprofit, but what else have you done?
So I actually spent 5 years, most recently 5 years with L'Oreal, and before that, 5 years with Johnson & Johnson across a variety of brands. Most recently at L'Oreal with Kiehl's, which is where I met Lauren.
That's your co-founder. One of your co-founders.
Yes,
exactly. Flora and Bass.
Flora and Bass.
Okay.
And so where do we go from here?
I'm a beauty person.
And Jeremiah up in Vermont. That's not even his name.
I like Jeremiah.
I know. I was like, that sounds so like Vermont-y.
Feels like it should be his name.
I know. Yeah. It's actually Joe, though.
Oh. Farmer Joe.
Joseph. It's Joseph up there.
Farmer Joseph.
Yes, Farmer Joseph.
So you were like, okay, you're on to something.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm a beauty guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, I see CBD is hot. Or you're like, wait a second, what was the trend happening? Like, give me the chronology here.
Yeah. So in my mind, I was like, hey, well, how does this apply to me? How does hemp apply to me? And for me, beauty isn't just a topical application. Beauty is a lifestyle decision, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's your sleep or what you eat or your workout routine or your meditation routine, all of that sort of should be under that beauty banner because it does affect your look.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, you know, what could we do from a topical and ingestible standpoint that could impact the beauty market? And so Flora and Bass was born.
Was he like just your friend or did you kind of go on like a business mission? Like why were you there?
Yeah. So it was I guess both. It's friend of a friend.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know, there's something here. Trying to access, you know, hemp off the open market is... I shouldn't say difficult, but it's not transparent. You don't really know what you're getting.
Sketchy.
Yeah. So I was like, well, of course, this, you know, Joseph's gonna tell me the truth for sure. So it was more of like, hey, let's find out like what this product is. What does it even look like, right? Because it's a plant. What does it actually look like as an extract? So just wanted to understand it, and after that, I was pretty sold on it as being a pretty cool ingredient. And then the more research I did. Turns out, you know, there's a whole host, both topically and systemically.
So you ended up making products that are both supplements and skincare, right?
Correct.
Tell us about the line. Like, sure. What are they?
So we're launching with a duo of a topical and ingestible. The topical is a facial serum.
Okay.
There's only three ingredients in it. For us, it's all about natural, simple, and effective. And so... we take a natural ingredient, a natural extract, and combine it with a cannabis seed oil and a medium chain triglyceride, which is also another ingredient that's big in the ketogenic community.
What does that mean? Just like in real people speak, medium chain triglyceride.
So fatty acid. It's a certain length of a triglyceride. So I won't get into the science behind it, but it's on the shorter end. So it absorbs quickly.
Okay.
It's a moisturizer.
Yes, it can
have.
Or an
emollient.
It's an emollient, okay. Exactly.
It's going to make it feel good.
It's going to make it feel great. Yeah, it's going to absorb nicely. You know, if you go too thick of a carrier oil, you just have it sitting on top of your skin.
Okay.
Which is not bioavailable, nor is it, you know, going to go on under your makeup very well.
Okay. So that's the serum.
We missed an ingredient.
Yes.
Oh.
And then the hemp extract. So a full spectrum.
So the cannabis seed oil is not used as a therapeutic. It's just your carrier oil.
Correct.
And the hemp extract is the thing that you're saying is the active
correct.
Thing.
It has the terpenes, the flavonoids, the cannabinoids.
What does all that do for our face?
So as we talked about before with the binding to receptor sites on the skin, something like a CBD will bind to or modulate the binding of the CB2 receptor and have an adaptogenic effect. So does you guys know? I'm sure you guys have been talking adaptogens.
We've mentioned.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah, we don't.
So
please,
can someone take a stab at what an adaptogen is?
Oh, freaking moon juice lady told us, and yes. I can't remember the definition.
God. Amanda, where are you when I need you?
They make your body
adapt. Can we phone a friend here? I don't see your phone.
We learned about mushrooms. What else did we learn?
What kind of mushrooms? Wait, did you get into the difference between psychotropic mushrooms and non-psychotropic?
She would have gone there with us, but we did not.
I didn't want to get into that with her. I felt like that could be opening up Pandora's box.
This is why we bring on experts to tell us and our listeners.
I'm gonna leave this with you.
Okay.
What's adaptogenic mean, Derek Chase?
The most basic definition is, if you're talking about a therapeutic remedy, is something that is not unidirectional. So, for instance, if you have an adaptogenic sleep aid, it's not necessarily just going to make you fall asleep. It's going to either perk you up or calm you down. So it's not a sleep aid in its general sense of like, hey, I'm taking a sleeping pill and it's going to make me go to sleep. You could take it in the morning as you rise, and it would.
But why would you want to do one? Why would you want to take something that's going to go one way or the other? That's like terrifying.
Well, what do you need? It's all about the healthy
need. It balances your system, is what you're saying.
It balances your system.
So if you have too much of something, it'll give you less. If you have too little, it'll give you more.
Correct.
I vaguely remember this. But yeah. Okay, so this therapeutic hemp derivative that is the active complex is an adaptogen, meaning if my skin, like I'm just giving an example, if my skin was like crazy rosacea and red and inflamed, it might calm it down. Or if I had like dry, sallow skin, I might get a little like circulation boost.
Exactly.
How does it know?
Well, that's the magic of cannabis.
Now we're getting woo-woo. nobody has studied specifically the mechanisms of action, but they do see improvements in different skin conditions.
Correct. So in terms of getting down...
Is this still like a field that is being researched? Yeah. Is that...
We're just like at the magic the start.
Okay.
Like there is so little research done versus the complexity of the plant. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So there's 100, as we were talking about, there's 113 different cannabinoids. There's even more terpenes. You know, there's over 6,000 flavonoids. So to be able to say like, hey,
Within this plant's extracts.
All within this cannabis species.
I'm going to ask a really like childlike question, but was there not a lot of research done because this stuff was illegal?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. That to me sounds like a very middle school question. Like, they didn't have their hands on it because it was illegal.
But how would a researcher get it if like it was a DEA class, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But I don't know. I figured that like not all of it, that some researchers would get it, or like so people could have it for medicinal reasons. So why couldn't like, researchers get it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I don't know, but
it's like any industry when you go against the grain, it's not the easiest thing. So there just wasn't a lot of, and people didn't think there was a lot of therapeutic potential because of all the propaganda around, reefer madness, for instance.
So I don't know if you guys talked about this, but somebody told me recently that, my friend said that her dad uses a special cream to help, his like muscle ache or something. And I said, oh, can you get the name of it for me? And she said, no, I think he gets it like from a guy. And like, you can't get it. Like, she basically couldn't give me the name. And I was thinking, well, CBD, I get a million PR things for CBD creams all day long. Like, is this still happening where there are some creams you can only get from a guy?
Well, I think it's all about access. So, like, I'm that guy to a lot of people, especially in New York. So, access is a huge deal because people, if it is in a territory where recreational cannabis is legal, they don't really want to go to a dispensary, especially if you're of a certain age where, cannabis is not, there's still a huge stigma around it. Like, it's almost like walking into like an adult store.
Right.
It's like, I'm not going there. but then one of our labs, the owner has a mother who's 90 who has rheumatoid arthritis, and he's like, hey, Derek, what's with this CBD oil? He's from New York.
Was that my dad? That was so weird.
And I'm like, Herb, what's up? Like, what do you need? What's going on? He's like, well, my grandmother. I'm like, don't say anymore. So, I sent him a bunch of it.
But it's legal what you're giving him, right? Or do you have some special great, like that's, I feel like my friend's dad might have something that might is souped up.
A good so time to get into the THC actions. Because some of the creams do also have THC, the psychotropic, which we talked about before you got here, and some don't. But what does your product have? Because so, I know you wanted to make this distinction.
For sure.
Wait, no, I was really quick, back to my friend. Do you think that
she might have a THC
that,
one?
Yeah,
she
that, could, that's yeah. what I'm asking.
Like, or but, it might have nothing in it at all.
Will that make you loopy, though? Like if you have this cream that...
Topically speaking?
Yeah, that
most
feels weird.
Likely not, unless it's nano-sized and you're using a large amount of it. Most people are not nano-sizing their particles. Do you know what nanos? You know,
yeah, well, for the listeners, just in layman's terms,
what, tiny.
It gets into your
small.
It gets into your bloodstream, and then you could rock out.
Correct.
Okay.
Assuming that it's a decarboxylated version of THC, it's not THCA, which is what it is primarily in the flower naturally. But when you either heat it or it degrades over time through oxidation, it turns into THC, which can then be absorbed through your skin. And make you high, but it's not likely that that is going to be the case, that somebody's going to spend right. all the
However,
time and money to give you a product that's
not going to do that.
Exactly.
But technically, it could be illegal because it has this small amount of THC, whereas your products do not, right?
So our tincture, so we have the topical facial serum and then the ingestible sleep tincture. The THC.
Age-adapting sleep tincture.
Correct. That has a small amount of THC.
Sweet.
And so the reason being is that for sleep purposes, we do believe that THC is a therapeutic agent.
And this is legal, what I'm holding in my hands.
Correct. And it's depending on who you ask, because it's still the rules written around cannabis and hemp specifically are very vague.
Right.
And so what we're actually waiting for is clarity that we were supposed to get in September.
About the percentages, right?
Well, it's percentages and it's just more information. It's what, I don't know if you've looked at the Farm Bill or the Hemp Farming Act, which is included in it, but it's basically tells you whether it is or it is not legal. Hemp-derived products are or are not legal.
Right.
And so the 2014 Farm Bill states that it is, but there it's, you know, like any bill, it's unclear.
Yeah.
And so some states are, you know, you see a lot, like you go out to California where the cannabis culture is thriving, and of course every natural grocer has CBD products. But you come out here and you can't find anything in New York.
Right.
So it's partly a cultural thing, and it's partly an interpretation of the rules. Mm-hmm. And so both of those are derived from hemp products, mm-hmm. i.e. cannabis plants that have below 0.3% THC. But we decided to formulate decided to extract the THC from the facial serum because there isn't much of a topical benefit anyways.
Okay. So let's be safe on it.
Correct. And the retailer that we're working with on this is, you know, wants to be THC free, which
they're
we imagine.
They're very conservative with this retailer?
I don't think that you would say they're conservative because they've actually been very, it's been a great partnership working with them to mm-hmm. try to figure out what are the rules going to be because they mm-hmm. just want to be in line with them mm-hmm. and they want to, you know, they want to have an authentic offering. So it was more of like, hey, you know, THC is a big, you know, showstopper for a lot of people. Is it needed? And it's like, for topical, no.
So then why? So we'll extract it.
So let's go to where we think the regulations will be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then focus on THC-containing products on a more of a consultative basis and a direct-to-consumer basis so that we can properly educate.
And the supplements, which are the oral things yep. we just talked about that do have THC, just to clarify, it is at such a low dose that you would never feel like loopy and high like you do when you smoke weed, right?
Correct.
Like, would you even feel a noticeable effect, or you just be like, wow, it was really easy falling asleep tonight?
It all depends on your level of cannabis consumption.
Interesting.
And so how you're administering it.
My mom.
Yeah.
Oh, heavy weed smoker.
Yeah, like the biggest pot smoker in New York State.
She doesn't smoke grass.
Oh my God. I think one time my mom called like a bong, like a bomb, something like that.
let's just say she's not.
Yeah, okay.
A marijuana.
Let's say you gave it to your grandma. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All grandmas are different. I don't know. Whatever. Someone who doesn't smoke weed, would they like be feeling like groovy?
No.
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 What if they took like three times the dose? Because you know some of your clients are going to do that.
Yeah, so it would be like I could drink that whole. I'll do it if you want me to. If that's, I'll drink the whole bottle right
do
now.
Do it.
You want me to do it?
Do it.
Did you not know there's a truth you won't, there?
You only have one bottle left then. Just know that. I can send you more, but just know that someone's going home with just this, one part of the duo.
This is also a good point to point out that, like, you can't overdose from THC, right?
No.
As far as anyone knows in all the testing, it's not like any other drug in that way,
no.
Right?
Okay. I've gone to the bottom of the barrel in terms of trying to find out whether you can. Because our dog, we have a 12-pound dog, and she, I don't know how she finds the cannabis on the floor, but she always seems to find it. We at one point found a stash in her bed, so things are getting a little bit weird at our household. But she got really, really high one time, and she was just looking like hours.
Aww.
Yeah, it was bad, and she's super cute. So
but
it was
she didn't
like,
die.
She didn't die. So, but there's been a lot of research done on the toxicity levels within animals. And so it can be toxic at very, very, very high levels and in an extracted form. But in its natural form, it's never shown to be toxic. So like if you were to eat pounds and pounds of cannabis, dry cannabis flower, you couldn't die. But there is some information on very, very high, like you're talking about like hundreds of pounds of extract. If you were to eat just straight THC mm-hmm. extract, that you could have some issues.
No one's going to have that problem with flora and blast.
Exactly.
So does it bother you? Let's go back to the facial skincare because sure. I feel like we get the oral supplement, right? Like you get the idea.
You won't get high. The THC is such a small quantity, especially in comparison, right? You have to look at the ratio mm-hmm. as well because the ratio is important because CBD is actually shown to bind with the same receptor as THC. So it will reduce the high naturally, actually mechanically. So it'll bind with the CB1 receptor so that the THC cannot. So
be
we'll
as
have,
trippy.
Yeah, so if you took 10 milligrams of THC and then 10 milligrams of THC and CBD at the same time, you would be less high.
So if you get really high accidentally with your friends, asking for a friend here, and like you're like, I just don't want to be high anymore, when will this be over? Could you like chug some CBD oil to bring down your high?
The best would be to vape it. So vaping has the highest bioavailability.
Hot tip.
Yeah. Always keep a CBD vapor.
You know, like someone gives you an ingestible and you're like, how many milligrams is in that? All of a sudden you're like,
50. Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you could vape some pure CBD, mm-hmm. which would bind in place of all that THC that hasn't bound yet.
Correct.
And maybe not. And then mitigate the effects.
Mitigate the effect.
Interesting.
But yeah, it is. The timing's important. So
right.
if you
like an hour later, too late.
Yeah. So okay. if you're still metabolizing and digesting, you're
a professor.
Yeah. Know? Oh no, Derek's the man. Yeah.
Cannabis.
Okay. So back to the facial stuff. You guys really did your homework. You came out with this, and it has a complex that you have shown to be therapeutic. There's a lot of Me Too products, and I know Jess really wanted to talk about this. Like,
oh yeah.
They just does it piss you off? That's what I want to know.
I feel like there's just, you know, like I was saying, like every day we get so many press releases, so many things like, you know, like chill out tonight with like.
I said this. I was like act like it's going to make
like,
you high.
Like weed mask and chill, you know, like cannabis, like bath oil, mm-hmm. Like makeup with CBD oil. And the implication, what they're suggesting, is that it's going to calm you down. Then some of them actually suggest, like, you know, everything from like making you high to therapeutic, like skin benefits of like, you know, curing eczema and stuff.
Yep.
What's your take on this, since you actually seem to know what you're talking about?
You said
about?
It's the Wild West, right?
Wild, Wild West. How do you now navigate an even more, call it a sketchy category of cannabis, because the people that are in cannabis, a lot of them come from the black market. A lot of them are you know, lowest common denominator of how am I going to make money on this? So it's very, very hard for the consumer currently to navigate themselves into a proper cannabis product.
You said they've tested some of the products on the market.
Yeah,
who?
So we've... so the those that are interested in what's going on have started to test the competition to see what they're putting in the product. And unfortunately, it hasn't broken the bank. It's, you know, you can go to any analytical lab that tests cannabis and spend $75 and get a potency analysis, mm-hmm. Which most labs will give you 11 of the 113 cannabinoids. So you can see if there's mainly THC and CBD in there. What we've found, and we won't call anyone out, but what we've found is that those that don't claim a certain amount of CBD basically don't have any CBD.
So you went and took your competitors' in topical face products to a lab to test?
Yeah.
Like, what percentage of them didn't have CBD?
About half.
Wow.
And that was only of those were the top guys.
Is it because they had, like, hemp seed oil? But so they were pretending it was CBD.
Yeah, we don't know, because there's guys out there that are putting hemp seed oil on their ingredient deck but claiming CBD, and not really understanding that hemp seed oil doesn't have CBD. So there is, to some extent, a disconnection between a marketer and his supply chain, which is, you know, that's, again, it's not uncommon in beauty. But it's especially sort of like it's rising to the surface in the cannabis world because it's so easy to test.
Right.
So, yeah. So if you're a consumer that's interested to see what's actually in your cannabis-based product, you can take it to an SC Labs. There's also a ton
What's it
of,
called? SE?
SC Labs is probably the most well-known.
Are you saying SE?
Sorry. Not the nail polish. I spent some time on SE, but no. S as in Sam, C as in Carpenter Labs. If you go to sclabs.com, you can see. But they'll do a basic potency analysis for you as long as you give them a milliliter of,
whatever
of solution.
Yeah. So this is, we've had other skincare ingredients we've learned about where like, oh, you formulate and it's potent, but then on the shelves it starts to deactivate or oxidizes. Is CBD one of those kind of ingredients and that could be what's happening? Like it's disappearing?
At the rates at which, no. So like
they didn't put it in there.
Yeah, like I don't know what would be so corrosive that's getting rid of all of the cannabinoids so quickly. But we know that putting in a water-based solution with a ton of different preservatives is not necessarily the best way to preserve a cannabinoid. Which again,
oil is better.
Exactly, oil and oil. So and does fat it have- soluble.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Well, the cannabinoids are fat soluble because they're lipids themselves, and so. If you're going to try to maintain the
effectiveness, you want a fat-soluble carrier.
Yeah.
And what about, like, we hear, like, vitamin C needs to be in a dark bottle to prevent oxidation. Is CBD something, is that something else you should look for, the kind of packaging it's in?
So, yes and no. You know, those amber bottles actually don't show much of an effect on oxidation of most things.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have a pure oil, you're as long as you put it in your medicine cabinet or you put it away from direct light, you're fine.
That's
because
good to
the
know.
Ambient light really isn't going to have much of an
effect. I have to move some bottles when I get home.
Yeah. Okay. Don't put them on. I know some of those bottles are so beautiful. They're so beautiful you want to like show
so
them off.
Like,
but I paid so much for it.
And the sunlight makes a nice Instagram photo.
Yeah. Look at the spectrum.
Do you think that we're like just at the, you know, like the crest of, you know, this whole CBD thing, or do you think that it's like, okay, like we've got them all and like the imitators are going to drop off soon? Like, you know, do you think that we're going to start seeing some of the big boys using CBD?
Yeah. So I think that's where, you know, you see this rush into the market while the legalities are still, you know, unclear. So you got the big boys waiting in the wings. Some of them have started to dabble with cannabinoid-based substances. A lot of them are getting into hemp seed oil that they're calling it cannabis. I won't get into any names, but there's been some recent launches where a lot of consumers are confused because they're calling it cannabis, yet
it's the same as like grape seed oil or something at that point, right?
Correct,
hemp seed
correct.
Oil.
Yeah, yeah. There are some advantages, you know, especially from a dietary supplement perspective where the fatty acid profile is advantageous to
like
humans.
Jojoba, like it's very similar
exactly,
to our fatty
exactly.
acid.
Exactly.
So it's a good oil.
It's a great oil.
But it's not CBD.
Yeah. And it's been around forever and it's, you know, it's a highly commoditized ingredient. There's no, you know, there's no like artisanal hemp seed oils out there. It's, you know, the big guys are in it. It's still a little expensive, but for the most part you can consider it a common carrier.
All right.
Yeah.
So we learned a lot about weed, less about you. So I have another question about you. How do you get this hair? How do you get this beard?
Like
your beauty guy.
Like
we need your personal products now. Should we be putting your oil in our hair?
Yes.
We should?
Oh, yeah, because it's great for scalp health.
Where are you from?
Originally Jersey.
Get out.
Grew up in Boston.
He's up in Vermont with Jeremiah.
And then, yeah, Jeremiah and Joseph up there in
Vermont. Are you like from the shore in Jersey?
No.
Because these are like some real like Point Break waves. These like blonde,
he has
like gorgeous,
a shoulder length.
Like,
how would you describe
it's like
it?
Like a surfer, like beautiful blonde surfer.
So
hair.
I live in
thick.
Venice Beach.
Oh, okay. There we go. Good yeah. night. Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
like a full beautiful beard.
Yeah.
It's winter here. Luckily, I wore this. And I don't like have much else.
Wore this. He's wearing a three-quarter sleeve, long-sleeve T-shirt.
It's actually made out of hemp.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
Young
exactly.
Maven, a little plug for Young Maven.
Young Maven.
Check
Young
them
Maven.
Out with
okay,
a J.
Get into it.
They're cool. They feel it.
Wait,
nice
oh,
and
like YN.
Like Jungian? Like the psychology?
Jung. Yes, exactly.
Hold on. Oh, okay.
Young Maven.
Oh, very soft. Nice, very right? soft. Okay.
It's a blend. It's a cotton hemp blend.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's, you know, we,
not
we
perfect.
Support
it's
yeah,
right.
we support the total use of cannabis.
Okay.
Right? We don't throw anything out. We try not to. This is actually a sample of some of what is considered waste product in the cannabis segment.
He's giving us a little vial with a yellow fatty thing inside.
So take, so unscrew the.
I know, it's
you're
scary.
Gonna like the smell
I don't know what that was.
You want me to smell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
are you gonna tell
face.
Me what you use in your hair while I smell this?
All right, yeah. So the hair, it's mostly, so I focus
it's like
on
Thor.
The scalp. So I focus on, I'm a scalp guy through and through. So I just wanna make sure that, you know, healthy scalp is a healthy hair. So. I focus
I'll
on
do whatever
the scalp.
You tell me.
You know, this is what happens when you work for L'Oreal for 5 years. It's just like you wake
well,
up doing
what do you
these
use
things.
In the hair? Oh, tell
right.
us. Okay.
So I'm a little bit of a hair snob. I use Kerastase. I
what
do.
Would Farmer Joseph say?
You know?
No,
I'm actually currently. I just did a Mizani hair mask.
Oh, Mizani.
I know. I'm all L'Oreal.
He's not
about.
Kidding.
I'm
He's
not,
not
kidding.
Kidding.
Oh my god!
This is why yeah. he has really nice hair.
He went from being like, you know, crunchy, like fab, to like he's like total like New York diva.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. I live on both sides. You know?
What else do you use? By the way, this smells like.
Did you try it?
Well, I really can't figure out how to undo
I
the plunger, it. But I got a whiff.
Beard. Okay.
All right. So for the beard, I don't use a lot. Obviously, I use the facial oil.
Okay.
Other than that, I'll put. It's more Kerastase.
You put like what do you put in the Kerastase? Like what do you Kerastase?
Straight up. I use most. So I'll wash with. I'm still stuck on Kiehl's, so I'll use the Calendula cleanser.
Okay. Mm.
And then over top, I'll go with a conditioner.
Okay.
Usually a Kerastase. And then the oil on top just to get you know the skin right, and then it naturally will pour into the beard follicle. So.
Before we let you go.
Yeah.
This is such a. Interesting, confusing topic that we talked about. Was there anything we should have asked you that we didn't, or anything you want to clarify that like people are getting wrong about this topic before we end our lovely
yeah,
interview?
Good point.
No, I mean, I would just say, you know, for any beauty routine or any addition to your beauty routine, just make sure it's intentional of, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you adding this to your routine? I think a lot of people get caught up on, you know, they have hope for something and they just buy the hot stuff. But I would recommend being intentional about your purchases, understanding what's in your product. If you can't find out, that's definitely, you know, by reading the box, that's definitely a warning sign.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
thank
Derek.
We brought some. We brought some treats here. We also brought some like some flour for you if you want some.
Okay, well we're gonna so, we're
straight
gonna,
from Cali, like, yeah.
right?
Thank you.
Thank you. It's time to raise a wand.
Time to raise a wand. But first, I promised you that there'd be a special present. If you are at all inspired by the CBD segment, if you feel like trying something from Flora and Bast and our friend Derek, he is so kind. He's offering you 50% off.
Wait, it's for 50%?
Yeah, 50% off, baby.
Baller, man. Are we the best podcast that you've listened to all year? I think we are. That's awesome.
50%.
And we're not making any money on this, by the way. This
no,
is one of those,
no,
like,
there's this no, like, there
code,
may be affiliate
hashtag
link.
No. It's a gift to you.
This is completely just out of the kindness of his heart. Thank you so much, Derek.
He must have been high when he did that.
Oh my gosh. Quickly, before he comes out of it, okay?
What is it?
Just enter the code FAT, as in F-A-T, like fat, okay?
I know our code is usually mascara. Don't get confused.
No.
It's FAT.
This one's FAT.
Okay.
When you go to floraandbass.com, and it's through December 31st.
And I will say I've been using the face oil because I've been really red and raw because it's windy out. Very soothing. All those like good fatty acids in there. It's a really nice face oil.
Think about that's nice. That's nice. Think about this as a nice treat for yourself for the winter. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe like a New Year's Eve cozy night, or for January when you're
having trouble
like
sleeping
out
and you want to get the supplement and chill out at night.
Yeah.
50% off with code FAT. And what's their website again?
Flora and Bass, FloraandBast.com.
Amazing. You should have a radio show.
Thank you.
It's time to raise a wand.
Okay.
Now. What are you raising a wand to?
All right. So I am really excited just about this whole collection. So you know I love Erin, right? You know I love like the brand Erin. I think that she just puts out incredible.
And she was a classy guest as well.
Love her. Love her cosmetics, but she's collaborated with this Colombian fashion designer named Joanna Ortiz.
And Ortiz.
Why do I always say Ortiz?
I don't know. And your grandmother speaks Spanish, so I feel like you should know that one.
She's passed away, but yes, my late grandmother is Puerto Rican. For those
Ortiz
of you who don't
is a
know.
Puerto Rican name too.
That's true.
Well, and Colombian and Spanish in general.
Yeah, I don't know. I just say Ortiz. I'm sorry. But I'll say Ortiz from now on.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So she.
I don't know why we took it to your Puerto Rican grandmother.
I don't know. Okay, now I'm like thinking about Dolores. Aww. Okay, all right. Anyway,
she was probably awesome.
She was definitely a woman with zeal and personality and a point of view, baby.
Okay, I know someone that takes after her.
So she, Erin and Joanna Ortiz.
Well done.
Joanna is like this Colombian designer, and she's very like colorful, does a lot of fabric with botanical prints. So she has this incredible cosmetic case that I wish you could see, but it has like beetles and bugs all over. It's pink. And then she has three lipsticks that she did with her. My favorite one is this nude one, which is the perfect pinky nude ever. It's in my heavy rotation in my lipstick collection called Tyrona Nude Beach. That's $30. The case that I'm holding, which Jen can see now.
That's beautiful.
It's so good. And it's the perfect.
Like, bugs feels weird, but like, and Jess, you're not like, you're like kind of squeamish about some.
I'm not squeamish about bugs.
Not bugs, but
not
those
bugs
are
at
chic
all.
Bugs.
These are the chicest bugs, and it's this beautiful pink. I will say this bag is expensive. It's $125, but
you could carry that thing as a purse.
It actually is a really chic clutch.
That would be a good
just
clutch.
The whole collection is incredible. I encourage you to check it out online and consider treating yourself.
So it's Erin Lauder, but Erin, A-E-R-I-N,
yeah,
and
like
her collection with
with Joanna Ortiz. And the lipsticks, really, there's three of them, are something to behold.
That's a good one.
What about you?
I'm raising a wand to a shampoo. It takes a lot for a shampoo to get like a recommendation from me. And Rene Ferterer is a brand. Honestly, I've used their dry shampoo for years and never tried anything else. Mm. But I was drawn to the fuchsia color of the bottle. And I was
that's cool.
And it's their color shampoo. It's called Okara Radiance Enhancing Shampoo. Dude, it enhances radiance. Let me tell you.
Your hair actually has looked good. I've noticed that.
It's because I've been using this. It really makes the hair really shiny. It's especially for color-treated hair. And it has such a nice lather.
Oh, I need that.
I just wrote a story and I interviewed a bunch of hairstylists. And they were talking about like how they're so pissed off that nobody wants to lather anymore. Certain hair types, I get it. But like you got to get in there and clean if you want the shine sometimes. You know what I mean? And this feels like it clarifies and brings out the shine without drying at all. And it smells divine.
Shine is like my thing right now, so I need to try that.
Yeah, so Okara, it's $30 for the tube, which I know sounds insane, but like you need a dime size, then you put a little water and emulsify, and you've got like foam for days. So it's a really, really luxury, nice shampoo that you should treat yourself with.
I feel like this was like the luxe episode, but I hope we made up for it with the
not
50%
with my
off.
I had that Revlon cream shadow back when we started with
cream
shadows.
I know, you threw everyone a bone.
And then 50% off with code FAT.
Yeah, all right, we'll come back with some deals another episode.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.